and the voice of the Ferris State Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3 WDEE-FM, Reed City, Big Rapids, Cadillac.
Good. Coming to the goal. To the backhand. He's good!
Sunny 97.3 of the Bulldogs Sports Network proudly present The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
Oh, a pair of 5-1 losses for the Ferris State hockey team this past weekend in Mankato, Minnesota. Number 3 ranked team at the time, but after that weekend, or this past weekend, they're now number 1 in the country, are the Minnesota State Mavericks. Gave Ferris State 4 straight losses in a row, though, in the past 3 weeks. 7 straight in the last year or two, last 2 seasons. So that's the team that has the Bulldogs number right now, that's for sure, the Minnesota State Mavericks. Up next, though, on tap for the Ferris State hockey team, the Bowling Green State Falcons. We'll talk with their head coach, Chris Bergeron. We'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team as well, Bob Daniels. Get you an update on the conference standings and the national rankings, and we'll see what Chad Billings is up to. Former All-American, or former NHL hockey player, former Ferris State hockey player, and now playing overseas as we check in with Chad Billings. We'll recap this past Mankato weekend, though, and we'll take a look at this upcoming weekend versus the Bowling Green State Falcons. All that and more after this as the Breakaway continues from downtown Big Rapids, Michigan on Sunny 97.3 FM.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLscape.com. Mayhew near side, the pass to Fuzio behind him and into the neutral zone. Off the bench, the knee just escapes over the pass to him, and that will allow Franklin to shoot the puck towards the net. Redirected by Gervais between Mott's legs and into the cage. It's 4-1 Minnesota State. Here's Flanagan. Flanagan connects. Knowles cuts in. Shot towards the net. They score. San Jose Sharks draft pick plays it behind the net of Mott. Anselmini ahead, could not get it out. Nelson on a drive, Karam's in front, rebound Gainey, he puts it in. Mavericks take a 1-0 lead, 7:55 remaining in the first period. Now to 3:25 left on the penalty kill. Tyler Andrew ejected from the game from hitting from behind, a 5-minute penalty, centering play in front. Gervais shoots a top shelf and into the net. It's 2-0 Minnesota State. Swing side, Palmquist at the point. Centers it near side. Here comes Shemp. 2-on-0. Breakaway for Shemp. Shorthanded. All alone. Circles in. Backhander. He scores! Kyle Shemp. 4 goals in 4 straight games against the Minnesota State Mavericks. Wire towards the cage. Good poke away. Mayhew almost had a chance to have another breakaway, but instead Lettner now works it to the cage. Backhander backdoor. One-timer. They score. Gervais. Bottom of the right circle. That's 2 power play goals. 48 remaining on the man advantage. Yeah, it wasn't a pretty weekend for the Ferris State hockey team. A pair of 5-1 losses both on Friday night and Saturday night. That will let you, you could definitely tell, though, Kyle Shemp is on a roll for the Ferris State hockey team right now. 4 goals, you heard the radio call on Saturday night. And what was it, a 3-1 loss on Friday 2 weeks ago in Big Rapids, a 2-1 loss on Saturday, and then 5-1 and 5-1. And all 4 games, Ferris State only scored 1 goal.
And those four goals were scored from Kyle Schemp. So right now the New York Islanders NHL draft pick for the Ferris State Hockey team is on a roll. He's playing well, at least in terms of scoring goals, but Mankato's the real deal. They're no joke right now. You could obviously tell that. They're ranked number one in the country, and if you look at this conference, you got three teams ranked in the top eight in Minnesota State, Michigan Tech, and Bowling Green. It doesn't get any easier for Ferris State. No, when you wish it would, after going in the gauntlet of playing in the Great Lakes Invitational, after going to Fairbanks, the rough trip to Alaska, then Anchorage, and then coming back for four against the number one team in the country, and now you got Bowling Green State, who I think is one of the top teams in the country as well. Shows how good this conference is. I don't think anybody anticipated this conference to have this high of a skill or this high of a national recognition. Right now it's between the WCHA and the NCHC, the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, or the NACHO in slang, or around the hockey world. Those are probably the two best conferences right now. North Dakota over in the NCHC, they're having a good season as well. But you look at freshman lines in college hockey. Well, now these players are getting senior minutes against some of the best in the conference, if not in collegiate hockey right now. When you start talking about Dylan Marguerite, Jean-Paul LaFontaine, Foguth, Franklin, some of these big players for the Minnesota State Mavericks. Even Gady is impressive. I like the way he played. But how about their netminder Williams as well for the Minnesota State Mavericks? He's had a good four games against Ferris State. One goal a game for all those for each of the four games that he only let in. If you do that for your team, you're doing your job. And as we look ahead to Bowling Green State, it's okay, well, how's their goalie? How's their goaltender going to be? Well, I got bad news for you. Their goaltender, when I was doing my research on Bowling Green, their freshman goaltender is second in the nation in shutouts, with three shutouts on the year. The goalie that has the most is four. His name is Chris Neal, and he's 1.88 goals against average in 10 games. He's been rotating with Tommy Burke, who's a junior. He's at 2.26 goals against average in 12 games this year. So there's been a lot of rotation in terms of who's mining the pipes for Bowling Green. And we'll talk with Chris Bergeron, the head coach of the Falcons, about that when he joins the program in just a little bit. But Ferris State, obviously, fans ask, how do we play up there? And at one time it was 3-0 Minnesota State 8 minutes into the game. 1-0, 16 seconds in on Friday night. And then it was Ferris State takes the five was on Saturday. Ferris State takes back-to-back penalties, two power play goals, 3 minutes apart from each other at the 5-minute mark, and at the 8-minute mark puts your team down 3-0. It was good to see Kyle Schemp tip one in on the power play shortly after that to make it 3-1. And I guarantee you, you'll hear head coach Bob Daniels say when he joins the program in a few minutes here that he thought he didn't have a doubt in his mind that the team could come back and win that game being down 3-0 in the first 8 minutes. I was shocked to hear it, and I know he'll say the same thing again here tonight. But Ferris gets on the board by Schemp. It's 3-1 now. And in the last 10 seconds of the period, first period that is on Friday night, there's a face-off draw, offensive zone, right wing circle to the goalie's left. And I saw them working this play up in Madison. The team left Wednesday afternoon. They went to Madison, Wisconsin, stayed there Wednesday night, Thursday morning, left the hotel, went to the University of Wisconsin, practiced there, and then drove the rest of the way to Mankato because the arena, the Verizon Wireless Center, had a show in town. When we got there Thursday night at 6 o'clock at night, there was no boards, no glass, and the ice was covered with rubber or whatever. Thursday night at 6 p.m., I couldn't believe Friday morning at 10 o'clock for skate, there was ice there for Ferris State hockey in the morning, and boards and everything. That's impressive how they do that in the arenas. But getting off topic, they're looking back to the game Friday night. It's 3-1 Ferris. They get a power play goal, Schemp, as he tips one in a shot from Robertson from the point. And There's a face-off draw in the offensive zone with 10 seconds left, or it might have even been something like 5. And they worked this up in Madison on Wednesday. I saw them do this. It's you win the draw to the point, the far defenseman on the wall, and the forward on the wall, the outside forward, skates across the top of the circles. He skates the far circle, kind of loops, like a wide loop, and he has a chance for a pass from the defenseman back door, or if the defenseman chooses to shoot, he has the rebound opportunity to jam it home. And Ferris executed it perfectly. I think the puck had a bounce in the ice, bounced over the stick. I forgot who was crashing the net. It might have been Babinski for Ferris State or McDonald. And Ferris almost put it in, made it 3-2. That would have been a big difference of a hockey game coming into start period 2, down 1 instead of down 2. Regardless, though, we know the final result, 5-1. Friday night, 5-1 on Saturday night as well. I thought Ferris played better on Friday than they did on Saturday in terms of the weekend series. But right now, this team is just... I want to say that losing or going 2-8 in your last 10 is not a good representation of this club and the season they're having. I think, if anything, it's more so a representation of how good this conference is. I really do, and you see Ferris State, and they take care of business when they need to. They have a lot. They have Lake Superior State at home, closest towards the bottom. They sweep. They go to Alaska Anchorage. They sweep. But when you're playing Bowling Green, when you're playing Minnesota State, it's not easy. These are good hockey clubs and clubs who could potentially find themselves in the Frozen Four year in and year out, at least in the past 2 years. And Chris Bergeron, looking forward to talking to him, the head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, coming up after this. But I was looking at the schedule today, and it's a get swept or sweep conference right now, at least for Ferris State. If you think about it, if you look at their schedule, they got swept the last 2 weekends versus Minnesota State. They get swept at Mankato versus Mankato. They sweep Anchorage. They get swept by Fairbanks. Kind of got swept in the GLI. You sweep at Lake State, so it seems like I haven't seen it like that in a while. But it's been kind of ironic or kind of unique to see it's a sweep or get swept situation for Ferris State. And I've said it a couple times already. It's not getting any easier. It's not any prettier. I knew this was gonna be a gauntlet for Ferris State. Really looking forward to this weekend series though at Bowling Green State. As we have another battle against the Falcons, and we'll preview a little bit more of that later on in the show. But Kyle Shipp is really doing it for Ferris State right now. He's playing well, and he's showing why he's drafted in the National Hockey League and why he is also an assistant captain, at least from what I see on the ice. Obviously, I'm not in the locker room. I'm not there for intermissions. I'm not there pregame or postgame. Another negative, though, on the weekend, Simone Denis out Friday night, allowed Zach Zehner to go in for the first time and after missing 5 games. I was talking with John Coles, our associate athletic director, today, and he asked, is it the upper body? And I said, yes. And you could just see John's eyes roll. But I think it's short term. It just got real stiff, real tensed up, taking a hit from when he went to hit a player, his head bounced off the glass and basically forbidden him to go for Saturday night. That allowed Zach Zehner to get in, though, and Zach did what he is known for, type of role player. He went in a million miles an hour, as you would after missing 5 games. You want to make a point, prove a point to the coaching staff. But nothing from no production, no point production in terms of getting on the board for Zach. And, he's a freshman, he's young, and he's doing what he needs to do right now. He played a good game for not playing in 5 games after getting injured in Fairbanks. Coming up in just a little bit, though, after the break, we'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. We'll also look at the conference standings and the national rankings. Talk about who's playing who this week as well before we check up on Chad Billens, who played in the National Hockey League for the Calgary Flames last year. If you want to be a part of the program, the phone line is 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. And then, of course, we'll take your tweets all night long at Ferris Hockey. And your emails. Taking your emails. BulldogHockey@ferris.edu. The breakaway continues after this.
Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery for Prime Rib Saturday. Every Saturday between 4 and 9 p.m., enjoy Cranker's delicious queen-cut prime rib along with a fresh Caesar salad, baked potato, and vegetable. Only $12.99. That's right, it's only $12.99. Don't miss Prime Rib Saturdays between 4 and 9 p.m. every Saturday only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, 1207 East Pickard in Mount Pleasant and 213 South State Street, Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Back here at the Breakaway. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Thanks for sticking with us on your Tuesday evening. Ferris State has a pair of weekend games at Bowling Green State this weekend. For our listeners in the Bowling Green region, if you have a Buckeye Cable Network, games will be on TV as well this weekend, upcoming here. Of course, we'll have the games here, like all season long, on 97.3 FM across West Michigan, and online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. The Bulldog Athletic Association, the BAA, is dedicated to developing young men and women through athletics, how to be leaders in their professions, their communities, and all the aspects of their lives. The BAA is charged with the responsibility of all athletic fundraising at Ferris State in support of athletic scholarships, capital improvements, and programmatic needs of the athletics department. Support to the Bulldogs, consider a donation today. FerrisStateBulldogs.com/donate. Men's basketball, how about them? They beat the arch-rival Grand Valley State this past last night. Overtime victory, their first place in the GLIAC, 17th in the nation, winning 19 of their past 20 games. Is the Ferris State men's basketball team. So they're playing well. They're home this upcoming Thursday at 6 p.m. for the women, 8 p.m. for the men Saturday. Home versus Northern at 1 o'clock for the women, 3 o'clock for the men. We're hoping you wear red in support of American Heart Month this upcoming Thursday. It's a red out. They're making Michigan Tech use different uniforms, too. So the men home at 8, the women at 6 this Thursday versus Michigan Tech. It's going to be a good series or a good game. A couple of games here in Big Rapids. Men's basketball home this Thursday and Saturday. Just a little bit. We'll get on the line with Chris Bergeron and the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. As Ferris State has a weekend series against the Bowling Green State Falcons, and it's going to be another battle. It's going to be another rough series. I heard that because of the success, Bowling Green is now packing their arena for the first time in quite some time, and it's tough to play there too. It's a tough road series, but if you ask any player, they'd rather play in tough atmospheres and empty buildings. It's just better that route, better that way. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good weekend series. You're going to hope to see the likes of Kenny Babinski, Chad McDonald to catch up, get on track, get some goal production going, and even Justin Buzio as well, as you expect that. I want to welcome Chris, head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, Chris Bergeron, now to the program. Coach Bergeron, are you with us?
Yep.
Awesome. Fantastic. The head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons is Chris Bergeron, and he has a weekend series here with Ferris State coming into town this past weekend. Coach, you were in Bemidji, a loss and a tie for your program. From the coaching standpoint, how did you think your club answered on Saturday night compared to your Friday night competition?
On upper level, Saturday was better, but overall execution for the whole weekend wasn't very good. Unfortunately, we've struggled with the process of our game a little bit over the last four games, and this past weekend it really was the spotlight was on that because Bemidji played well, and they're a good team, and we've already played them. We played them at our rink in two really close games that could have went either way. And we tried to prepare our guys for that, and unfortunately it didn't work out. We did not give ourselves a chance at all on Friday. And we responded with a better effort, like I said, Saturday, but still our attention to detail, the purpose to what we were doing, and overall the process of our game wasn't very good.
I wanted to ask you about your goaltenders, Coach. It seems like you've been splitting them this season. You had a freshman goaltender in Chris Neal, who's played 10 games. He's got three shutouts. And then you got Tommy Burke, a junior, who's played 12 games as well. What's the reason that you're going with the split? Is it to the point where you just can't make a decision because they're both that successful for your club right now?
No, we've actually gone even deeper than that. Thomas Scholl has played 6 or 7 games for us. We came in the year with three goaltenders. This goes back when we took over the program. There was we had no depth in goal at all, and we basically recruited Tommy Burke to be a depth guy, and we recruited Nell and Scholl to be the scholarship guys, and Tommy Burke has been great. You know, to Andrew Hammond ended up getting injured. Burke plays really well. You've got other kids committed. You bring him in. Now you've got three goalies. So what is the dust has settled a little bit, and it seems as though Nell and Burke are kind of the one and two. Different than what Ferris has done in my experience, whether it was where I was before or even here, we don't think riding one goalie is necessarily the thing we need to do or the best thing for us. And we'd like to play two guys, have a guy who plays Friday and a guy who plays Saturday. No, you have to have some depth. You have to have some goaltenders that can play, but we don't want to have a scholarship goalie sitting on the bench. We want to have a scholarship goalie, or our scholarship goalies in the conversation, and right now they are. And, like I said, the dust has kind of settled a little bit, and it's a two-man race, and Burke has played Friday, or they both played one game out of two over the past three weekends, and I'm not exactly sure what the plan is for this weekend. That's still got a couple of days to work itself out, but I don't see us changing a whole lot from the 1-1 situation over the next couple of weeks anyway.
It's the Breakaway Talk radio show, talking Ferris State Hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour, 657-383-0212. We're talking with the head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, Chris Bergeron. Coach, your penalty kill, pretty impressive. Number one in the nation, 93.3%. Did you find what's the story with that right now? How is your team so successful down a man?
I think it's been a 4.5-year work in progress, quite honestly, just like our program since we've been here. We weren't, you know, I think my first couple of years we were last in the league and probably near last in the country in both special teams, up a man and down a man. And we believe anyway that it's the difference between winning and losing games. A lot of people say in the playoffs or whatever, special teams determines wins. I think it determines wins all year long. And we want to be on the good side of it. Right now, the penalty kill seems to be on the same page. I can tell you that the winning goal on Friday night at Bemidji was a shorthand. It was a power play goal for them. We just didn't execute. And quite honestly, the first goal on Saturday night, late in the third period, was the power play had just ended for them. So we need to execute at a higher level on the penalty kill than we have the last couple of days, or last couple of games. But for the most part, we've been on the same page. I think we've been fairly disciplined. We're not giving up 6 and 7 power play opportunities a night, which when you're doing that, you're just playing with fire. I don't care how good you think your penalty kill is. And so it's been more like 3 or 4 a game for us, which I think is a little more realistic to kill off. And we've had some success. So, it's something that we know we're going to need to be good here in the last 10 games, starting with this weekend. We'll another difficult challenge, another difficult power play with Ferris coming in, and we'll see how we do.
Coach, you've been saying it for a while now, since you've come to Bowling Green, that it's all about the process. There's a process that you have in mind to get your hockey club to where you want it to be as the lead bench boss there. Is it close, or do you think your team still has a ways to go?
Well, that's a good question. I think we're closer than when you and I have talked before, because I think we've got better players. I think the expectations we have for our program are real. And this isn't blowing smoke, but I look at what Ferris State has done at Coach Daniels and all the people that have been through there. I know Drew's been a mainstay and Coffer's been there a while now, but you know, I spent time with Jeff Blaschel and just the every year. Now I know the last, you know, 4 or 5 years have been really strong with a Frozen Four and a national runner up, but really good players and you always, you kind of know what you're going to get year in and year out. That's a program. I think we're closer to that. We definitely haven't arrived. I felt like losing Ryan Carpenter a year early, losing Ralph Freeburgs like we did coming into this year, I really thought it would be difficult for us to be where we wanted to be this year. I like our group. I like where our program is now. I like where we're headed in terms of the kids that we have committed. We're trying to teach guys how to win now. We got really good at knowing how to lose. And knowing how to, you know, we built up some thick skin and some resiliency because we were playing from behind all the time. The last couple of years, we've had to learn how to play from the with the lead a little bit. We hadn't been great at it. We've had to play as the favorite a little bit, which again, that's a new challenge. I know it may seem like it isn't, but that's a difficult thing. I think we as coaches were pretty good at coaching a bad team. We have to figure out if we know how to coach a good team with real expectations, and that's something that I think we're all working through together. I think we're closer. That's a long answer to we're closer than we have been, but we still have a long way to go to get to where, you know, a program like Ferris, a program like Michigan Tech, a program like Mankato, where they are. I mean, you know what you're getting into when you play those teams because it's year in and year out, they're really good. And, you know, we want to be there. You know, last year was our first time above 500 in 4 years. You know, this year we're above 500 and we want to, you know, we've put ourselves in a good spot to improve on the wins from last year. That to me is showing progress and building in the right direction. And, you know, I hope we can continue on this path because that was the idea when we came here 4.5 years ago.
I wanted to ask you about the attendance increase at Bowling Green. I've seen a lot of the highlights. I've seen a lot of the coaches film, watching film on you guys, and it seems like you guys, your program is starting to pack the BGSU Ice Arena. Is it a direct correlation with your success, or what is the reason that fans have started to pack the BGSU Ice Arena? Because I'm looking forward to this upcoming weekend if that's how it's going to be again.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's how it's going to be. I think it's a combination. There was the foundation of this program goes back to the late 70s, early 80s, and there's generations of hockey fans in BG that I think have jumped back on board. There was some question 5 or 6 years ago if Bowling Green as a school was committed to their hockey program, and I think people lost some faith and stopped coming. That seems to be, like, as far as the commitment goes, the school is absolutely committed to this program being great again. And I think the fans, I think the vibe on campus and off campus within our community is that, and they want to come back and watch. Now the fact that we're in the conversation, as far as, you know, potentially, last year we were able to host a playoff. This year we're in the conversation for that. We feel like these games this weekend, this is a rival of ours at Ferris State coming in. I mean, we look at Ferris as a rival. So I hope that Lake Superior was here 2 weeks ago and the crowds were great then. The second half has generally been, better for us. I think overall speaking this whole year the crowds have been better. So I think it's a combination. I think people are have faith again in what's going on with the program, and I think people believe that Bowling Green is committed to having a big time hockey program again. So you know, I hope some of the results want people or have people coming. You know, you and I agree the entertainment of college hockey is great, but there is some people who are back on board, who kind of left for a bit there just because they were a little bit unhappy with what was going on. And I think that's now in the past, and people are coming back again.
Chris Bergeron is our guest, the head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons. We won't keep you much longer, Coach. But you brought up the fact that, and I say a fact, that Bowling Green and Ferris State are rivals. I know in the marketing and athletics department here at Ferris State, we sell it the same way, rival Bowling Green coming to town in 2 weeks. Why do you think, or how did that develop between these two teams? Because I think it's something as of late, as of recent in the past five, seven years.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I've only been here, you know, for four and a bit, so I can't really comment on that before. But Ferris State has been a program that we want to emulate since I've been here, just because of their success. I mean, a couple of years back when we actually went to Ferris for the playoffs, that was six times we played Ferris that year. Now, they haven't been, Ferris hasn't been to our building in a couple of years, so that's too bad, especially in a new league where Ferris is our closest game at 4 hours, and we don't play them four times every year. That's just the way it's worked out. But I do feel we look at them as a rival because of how much success they've had. I hope with us becoming better and more competitive, they're looking at us as a rival. Because, again, I think being 4 hours away, you know, and in the same league and so on, and the success that they've had, we want to be like that. Drew and I have even talked about playing games non-conference-wise just to continue to play each other four times every year. Now, we haven't got to that point yet, but it is part of a conversation. Again, I don't know if it will ever become real, but why wouldn't we play each other four times? We respect, I think there's mutual respect for each program. We're close enough. With all this travel, we want to stay closer when it comes to non-conference. So anyway, I just think it's developed because we've gotten better, and they're a program that we want to be like. And because of the success they've had, because they've done it their way, and they've gotten the right type of kid to fit into Ferris, and what that kid has done with his opportunity has been outstanding. And then collectively, they've, you know, been in the national spotlight the last, you know, my time here anyway. So we look at it as a team we want to be like, as a program we want to be like, and I think there has been some good competitive games on the ice, since expected. Could I say to you that I see Mankato being one in the pairwise this late in the year, Mankato being whatever, Bowling Green being the conversation. I look at even last year. Ferris State ran away with our regular season. Ferris State, Minnesota State go to the national tournament. Ferris State's, you know, one overtime away from going to Frozen Four again. I think people underestimated us. I think people looked at us as the leftovers, the nobody wants this group. They're going to be together. And I think you and I would agree geography doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's difficult. It's made it tougher in this league as far as geography, as far as some of the travel. However, the competition level, and this year I think we've done way better non-conference than last year. I'm really proud to be part of it, and I'd be lying if I thought we would be this strong, but I do think it's pretty cool to be part of something so strong.
Coach, really, you're one of my favorite interviews in the college hockey ranks. I look forward to speaking with you every series. Really appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thanks for having me. Have a safe trip here this weekend.
The head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, Chris Bergeron. When we come back, Bob Daniels will join us, bench boss for Ferris State. If you want to be a part of the program, 657-383-0212. Phone line is 657-383-0212. If you don't prefer talking on the radio, we've got you covered in the email address as well in the digital world, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. And we're on Twitter, @ferrishockey. Bob Daniels coming up next on The Breakaway. This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Let Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery cater your event at your place or theirs. Cranker's mission is simple: to please our guests. They do this by being able to provide over 35 years of catering experience for everything from baptisms, birthdays, and graduations to weddings, fundraisers, and special events. For your next event, consider Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery's custom catering division. Call 231-796-1919 or go to their website, www.crankersbrewery.com.
Bulldogs home, week and a half from now. Ferris State Hockey hosting the Bowling Green State Falcons next weekend, the 13th and 14th, here in Big Rapids. February 14th is Star Wars night. That's going to be fun. Tickets on sale. Executive stand and buy. Save money by purchasing in advance. $12 in advance. $15 the day of the game. Executive stand and buy at 800-585-3737. 800-585-3737 or 24/7 online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. The head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. Coach, thanks for being a part of the program here tonight. How you doing?
Very good, Dom. Good to be on.
Bulldogs had the weekend trip to Minnesota State. A pair of 5-1 losses on Friday night and Saturday night. I guess from your view and what you saw on the ice, I know that you see differently than the players and than the fans do. What was your perspective on the weekend series?
Well, disappointing in terms of the 2-5-1 losses. I certainly we're not excited about that. Felt like both nights we were in the game 3-1 going into the third, and in both nights we weren't able to make the push that we would have liked to have made. I can tell you this: Minnesota State's a very good hockey team right now, and they're hitting they're hitting their stride. They're first of all, they're real quality. They're a good team, and then second of all, I think they're at their peak. Whether they can sustain that, it looks like they might be able to throughout the entire season. But it was a quality team, and that was our fourth straight game against them. And I can tell you this: we're excited about that being our last game against them for right now. Now, I wouldn't mind meeting them down the road in Minneapolis, but right now they're a handful.
Are they the number one team in the nation?
Well, Dom, you saw them. I know you've asked me this before, and my answer's been yes. Again, it's somewhat limited. In terms of, I know all our teams are conference. We played Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin. We played St. Lawrence out east, seen some games on TV, and, I can also gauge off of the years in which I've had an opportunity, to see all different teams, and I would put them right up there. I mean, they're every bit our equal of where we were when we were ranked number one. I can say that, they're a good hockey club, and so whether they're number one or number two, it doesn't matter. But they're in that 1-2-3 slot, and there's no question in my mind that they are.
We're talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Head coach Bob Daniels with us right now, Coach. You have a weekend series coming up against Bowling Green State. Now, we had Chris Bergeron, their head coach, on just a few minutes ago. He was talking about this being a high rivalry in his mind between Ferris State and Bowling Green State. Is that something that you agree with, and do you think it heated up recently?
Well, I think it is a rivalry, and I had an opportunity to listen in on that interview and what Coach Bergeron had to say. He had obviously many, many nice things to say about our program. And it is a rivalry, and I also agree with him on the fact that it's really too bad that like last year we only played each other twice, and it was a rivalry that really was brought over from the CCHA, and it would have been nice to see that kindled through, like last year we should have played each other four times, and this year we're going to get to it's a quirk that we're playing them four straight times. But there's no doubt in my mind we are a rivalry. That the oddity is we're peaking at different times. It seems like right now we're trying to put our pieces together here with this team. I like our team and I like our future going forward in this year. But we're peaking kind of at different times, and I don't know. It should be a heck of a four game series, and we're looking forward to it. But I would say the rivalry was, back when we were really on top of it, they were in a build mode, and we didn't really see the rivalry come out to where it can be. But given, like Coach Bergeron had said, given our geography and where we're located and the number of the history between the two programs, it certainly is a rivalry.
I want to look at the players now, and there's been times where I'd be talking to you after a game and say, okay, this player played well, he had two goals tonight, and you'd say, yeah, he might have scored two, but positionally he wasn't, correct for the team and whatnot. In terms of Kyle Schimpf, the sophomore for Ferris State, 4 goals in the last 4 games, how do you think he's playing for this hockey club right now?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. There's times when a guy can come out of a game, and the players know it too, where realistically, they weren't all that effective throughout the night. The puck found their stick at the right moment around the goal and they put it in. But, you know, maybe defensively they had lapses, maybe, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, maybe their line mates did all the, you know, all the dirty work, got the puck, and all they had to do was finish off a nice play. And they really didn't have a complete game. And in Kyle's case, that's not what we're observing here. He's playing really, really well. And I know he didn't get off to the start this season that he would like, but you know, he also went through abdominal surgery in the summer, and you know, he missed a lot of time in terms of strength conditioning. And you know, when you go through a major surgery in the middle of the summer or towards the end of the summer. And I'm sorry, with shoulder. But when you have that type of surgery, it you don't just bounce right back. And, you know, would he be 100%? No. I mean, he was healthy enough to play, obviously. But he's trying to make up for a surgery that really set him back in terms of his conditioning. And, you know, it's taken a lot of hard work and a lot of catch up on his behalf. And to get his game where it needs to be, and there was high expectations for him, and rightfully so coming off of last year, but I give him a lot of credit because he's kept working, he's kept grinding, he competes hard every day in practice, you can now see the confidence coming out in him, and for a guy to score each game for four straight games against Minnesota State, which I do consider the number one team in the country, boy, I think hats off to him, and that says a lot about where he's at. And I think also he'd be one of the first ones to tell you, Dom, that he owes a lot of that to his line mates too. I think Matt Robertson is playing terrific hockey right now. He's the one that went through the abdominal surgery in the summer. He's played well all year in terms of being on the score sheet, but I'm watching him blossom now. I'm seeing the confidence in his game. And those guys were very effective against Minnesota State, and they were matched up against some of their top players. So, you know, those guys are playing well. I thought Gerald Mayhew was asserted on that line. It's not showing up quite yet on the score sheet, but I can see his game starting to come around, and I'm anticipating within the next few weeks him to start breaking out. You're going to see him on the score sheet because he's on track he's playing very good hockey right now. So, you know, that's a bright spot, in terms of what we've got going on. Obviously, Kyle is, Matt Robertson. I'm anticipating Mayhew to be there. And then, you know, we're seeing Justin Buzzio. He's played very good hockey the second half. So, I mean, there's some really good things happening there, as well as our freshman line. I thought he had a very good weekend as well. The line with, we've kind of rotated four different freshmen to that line, but, with Mitch Maloney and Drew Mayer, Drew Duranis, as well as Zach Zehner. I thought they had a good, strong weekend, and so we're excited about that.
Yeah, I was going to go there next, the freshmen. And looking at the future of this hockey club, you had three freshmen on the power play. You had a power play goal on Friday night, Kyle Schrempf's goal. But with the three freshmen, it was Durantes, it was Andrew Mayer, and it was either Tyler Andrew or Mitch Maloney was the third freshman that you had on that power play. How did you think they looked? And since it's going to be, you know, they're the written future for us.
Well, it wasn't as though we were trying to turn the page and look to the future at that moment. The problem we have right now, obviously, is we've got the injury bug going through the team. We've got a lot of different guys that are on the sidelines. Obviously, that night we had Simone Denis out. We had Jared Van Wormer out, Dom Panetta out. We know we're talking about a healthy portion of our lineup was in the stands due to injury, and hopefully we got some of those guys coming back soon. Now, with that said, the freshman line had played very, very well on Friday night, and I thought I wanted to reward them with an opportunity to be on the power play. Now, I believe we only had a couple power plays in that game. They probably only saw 30 seconds. We had to kind of retool our top power play unit from the standpoint that Simone was out, and we had to reshuffle things a little bit. But nevertheless, that was more of a reward of saying, you know what, way to go, guys. You guys had a really strong game, and I want to give you a little something as a reward. And given the fact that we're a little bit shorthanded due to injury, let's see what you could do on the power play. But as it turned out, we really didn't have that many opportunities, nor did they get on the ice a lot for that power play.
Next four for you against Bowling Green State, a team that's third place in the conference, 11-4-3 in the WCHA, 15-6-5 overall. What are you expecting this weekend, if not even the next four games?
Wow, they're very similar to Minnesota State in a lot of respects. I think they're a good enough team where they would be in first place in a lot of other conferences. Our conference is just really top-heavy right now. It's tough, it's good, it's great hockey. And I look at their team, I like where they're at. I like their approach. They're very similar to us in terms of their approach and in terms of their very aggressive team. They forecheck really hard. They've got some really good players that are older, that have been through a lot of battles, that have seen a lot of ice time. They're a veteran team, and in a lot of respects, they bring the same type of game that Minnesota State brings. So, in some ways, the prep we've had the last four games should serve us well as we go into this four-game series.
Coach, as always, appreciate your time. See you on the bus Thursday afternoon as we make the trip to Bowling Green State.
Sounds good, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
The head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, with his thoughts and comments on the breakaway. 10 minutes left in the program as we wrap things up here from the Sunny 97.3 studios in downtown Big Rapids, Ferris State, with the weekend series at Bowling Green, and then they're home for two. February 13th and 14th. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 the day of the game. You can purchase those online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Your email's coming up after this on The Breakaway.
To Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery for Prime Rib Saturday. Every Saturday between 4 and 9 p.m., enjoy Cranker's delicious queen-cut prime rib along with a fresh Caesar salad, baked potato, and vegetable. Only $12.99. That's right, it's only $12.99. Don't miss Prime Rib Saturdays between 4 and 9 p.m. every Saturday only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, 1207 East Pickard in Mount Pleasant and 213 South State Street, Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hard-working team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Breakaway continues here in the Sunny 97.3 studios. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Thanks for sticking with us on your Tuesday evening. We're talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Jump into the emails. Email address bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. Taking your phone calls as well, 657-383-0212. This email comes in from James in Reed City. Dom, what do you think we need to focus on this weekend to get a win or even a sweep over Bowling Green? As you said, this is a sweep or be swept conference right now. Obviously, it benefits us to have home ice for the playoffs. Oh, look at your last answer. The home ice for the playoffs, that's the goal for this hockey club right now, James. Right now, Ferris State in fifth place behind Northern Michigan, who's holding down that fourth and final spot. The Bulldogs 2 points back, but they've played two less games, so Ferris State has the two games in hand. Right now, Ferris is trying to make that push for home ice. But looking at the email, it's kind of a loaded question. What does Ferris need to focus on to get the win or even a sweep over Bowling Green? I don't know if a sweep is in the cards for this hockey club. I mean, Bowling Green's up there with Minnesota State. They're a good team. I think, first off, it's almost coach speaking. And as a radio broadcaster, I don't like to say it because, you know, we always try to get something better than the typical coach speak out, but it's actually the truth right now. James, they got to focus on the first game before you even start thinking of a sweep. They got to find a way to score. Kyle Schemp, you cannot lead on one player. You can't. I mean, look at the Red Wings with Datsyuk and Zetterberg. I mean, very rarely. Ovechkin even, Washington's not even having that promising of a year under Alexander Ovechkin. And I'm not relating Schemp or comparing Schemp to Ovechkin, but Ferris needs to find a way to get on the board early. What was it, coming into last weekend? They had 5 goals in the first 10 minutes of the game all season, 2 of which
were the first game of the year, first minute of the year at home versus Michigan, a sellout crowd here in Big Rapids. And so that means there's been three goals scored in the first 10 minutes of a game since October. And so Ferris needs to find a way to get on the board early, and you can't go down 3-0 like you did versus Minnesota State, versus a team in Bowling Green State, 8 minutes into the game, or even get scored on 16 seconds into the game like we saw on Friday night. You got to find a way to stay out of the box. It seems like every game Ferris is getting a five. Tyler Andrew gets kicked out of the game, five-minute penalty. Mankato scores twice, although Ferris got a shorthanded goal. You can't have that. Speaking of which, how about Denzel Meany and Knowles squaring off this past weekend? First time I've ever seen players drop the helmets, the gloves, and pull up the elbow pads and square off in college. But I like the aggressiveness. I think Ferris needs to be less soft. I think they need to come out banging bodies right off the bat, set the tone, send a message, and then find a way to get that goal. Even if it's a grimy goal, a garbage goal in front of the net, you send the message off the bat, hitting everything in sight, get Bowling Green scared, because they're a tough hockey club. It's at their arena, too. You find a way to get that first one, and you don't look back. You don't play defense at that time. At that point, you find a way to get goal number two, and you take your foot, and you step on their neck, and you go until you can, and you continue to score. Ferris needs one of those uprising games right now where they put four or five in the back of the net to get some confidence coming in for a postseason run. The goal, obviously, get home ice advantage. After that, work your way through a best-of-three series at home, if not down the road in that first round. And then you go to the WCHA Final Five this year at the Xcel Energy Center, home of the Minnesota Wild. That's the whole goal here. And from there, Ferris won't get an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament. They won't be a part of the 16 teams in terms of record. They're going to need to win the WCHA Final Five at the Xcel Energy Center if they want to make it to the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Frozen Four, which is in Boston this year. Good question, though, James, from Reed City. Appreciate you tuning in. Ferris State has the weekend series this Friday and Saturday at Bowling Green, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to calling it. It's going to be a great atmosphere, packed houses both nights. It was packed at the Verizon Wireless Center. Props to the fans, and rightfully so. They were ranked third in the country. 5,000 strong both nights. A great facility there. And Mankato is going to be great for fans in Bowling Green. It's going to be packed here in Big Rapids in 2 weeks. So Ferris State is really, or you're starting to see the WCHA in college hockey. It's really cool to see big crowds game in and game out. And when asked, I'll never forget Coach Daniels, really, I couldn't agree more when he asked, when we were switching conferences from the CCHA to the WCHA, how is this conference going to be? And nobody knew. And one thing that Coach said, and I loved it, is in the WCHA, every team is a hockey community. Every team is hockey crazy. If you think about it, most of the conference members are D2 with D1 hockey. And before, when you're in the same conference as Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, we all know the football and basketball are the big boys at those schools. And so it's awesome to be a part of a conference where hockey is the main event on campus every night, and you have packed crowds. I mean, look at Michigan Tech, both games at Ferris State was there, packed. Again, Bowling Green's going to be packed. Mankato was packed. Fairbanks had good crowds when we were up there a couple weeks ago. The Joe, there's a picture that I'm going to put up on our website here soon, today or tomorrow, of Ferris State down the blue line for the national anthem. And behind them, you could see three-quarters of the rink. The picture was being taken from, like, the Zamboni pit, I think. And there wasn't an empty seat in the house. I mean, it's an outstanding picture. It's one of those ones that you frame and you put up or whatever, your desktop, your screensaver. It's nice to see these crowds in college hockey continue to grow. TV coverage continue as well, although it's just regional and statewide. I mean, Ferris was on TV twice at Mankato this past week. It's going to be on TV again for both games in Bowling Green.
with Ferris TV here in Big Rapids, every home game. College hockey is growing, and that's all you could ask. I don't know if it'll ever be on a level of football or basketball. I really don't know if it can make it that far, at least in the near future, at least in our time of playing or watching the sport, it won't be. But really, really happy with the way that college hockey and this conference and the WCHA is rising to the top right now, three teams in the top eight. It's good. It's very good for Ferris State and the longevity of this program as well, especially when the Bulldogs have six straight years of increased attendance. You could tell that this city, this community, you, the fan, really embracing this hockey club, and to know that Coach Daniels and know the players, they say that they don't want to play anywhere else in this conference than here in Big Rapids or here for Ferris State because of the atmosphere that the Avik Lake and Ice Arena brings on a nightly basis. I'm going to wrap up the program here as we come to the end. Don't forget, men's and women's basketball home this Thursday and Saturday, 6 and 8 o'clock versus Michigan Tech on Thursday. Men at 8, women at 6. We're red for the men's game, or for both games, excuse me. Saturday, 1 o'clock tip for the women, 3 o'clock for the men versus Northern Michigan. As the men's team is ranked 17th in the nation right now, first place in the GLIAC, winning 19 of their last 20 games. That follows football going 11-0 in conference, volleyball winning the league and winning playoffs, and hockey winning the 2013-14 regular season, and now basketball, 19 of the last 20 they've won. So Ferris Athletics really, really, really uprising right now, coming to the top, and it's awesome to be a part of that, especially the win over Grand Valley State last night in overtime in Grand Rapids for the men's basketball team. It's awesome. Don't forget, both broadcasts, we'll have it here for you, 6:30 pregame coverage this Friday and Saturday from Bowling Green, Ohio, on 97.3 FM across West Michigan and worldwide online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Chad Billings played in the National Hockey League last year for the Calgary Flames, played for Ferris State from 2008 to 2012, captained the Bulldogs to a national championship game at 43 games that year, 7 goals, 22 assists, 29 points. He played in Moscow in the KHL, in the Russian Professional League, this year. And now he's in Lilla in Sweden, 12 games, 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points. That's our look at our National Hockey League player from Ferris State, brought to you by New Horizon Landscape, NHL. If there's our program, thanks goes out to the president of the university, David Eisler, Vice President Jerry Scobie, Athletics Director Perk Weisenberger, Associate Athletics Director John Coles, Assistant Athletics Director Rob Bentley, Madison Sesniak operating the phones. Thank you, Madison. Steve doing the board here. Really appreciate it. And of course, all our sponsors, Andrew Archer, Jim Crank. Dominic Koenig saying so long. We'll talk to you Friday at 6:30. Have a great night, everybody. God bless you.
The great songs of God. You've tuned in to Mecosta, Osceola, and Lake County's number one oldie station. Locally owned, community based.
Sunny 97.